years ago, reporter Christian Bordahl profiled an up-and-coming singer from Austin.
Joe Lewis learned to play guitar working at a pawn shop.
The pawn shop, we just had a bunch of guitars.
That was in 2009 when Joe Lewis was working a day job to make ends meet.
Man, I'd drive a fish van around from like 8 o'clock to about 4 during the week usually.
But it was a big year for his band, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Esquire magazine listed them as one of the 10 bands to break out at the 2009 South by Southwest Music Festival. This week, Black Joe Lewis is back with a new album. It's called Electric Slave and comes out Tuesday. We thought it was a good excuse to catch up with Joe Lewis. He joins us now from the studios of KUT in Austin. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. So you still driving a fish van?
Nope. It's over. Never again, I hope.
The new album is just under your name. What happened to the Honey Bears?
Oh, man, we never really liked that name in the first place. We actually, I think it came up in like a rehearsal because somebody had one of those little plastic honey bears with some honey in it. And I guess he said it just as a joke, and we played a couple of gigs under that name, and it's one of those things that just kind of stuck. So we've been trying to drop that name for a while now, you know, probably like the last year. But so I just figured, you know, we got this record coming out right now. Why not just try to knock it out?
So we've got another track we'd like to play. Let's take a listen to this. So you may have missed it, but that at the very top of that track was the actual sound of a needle dropping on a vinyl pressing of your album Electric Slave, which we were all like, very excited about because it's just kind of cool to see an actual record these days. Why did you want to do that? Why did you want to offer vinyl?
Well, I feel like I don't buy CDs no more. I just buy vinyl. And if I can't find a vinyl, I buy it online. And the tone's all warmer and all. A lot of people think that that's just in your head, that the sound's better. But I personally feel like even when it just sounds not as high fire or whatever, I like that scratchiness, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like that you get another instrument out of it. It's like you're listening to a whole other thing that's not there with the CD or digital. You know, nobody buys CDs anymore that I know, you know. Most people just rip it off, you know. So I just felt like, why not put something out that people can feel like they're collecting and whatnot, something that looks cool, you know.
How big's your album collection?
Around 100, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What are you listening to right now?
Last night I was listening to Chic, you know Chic, the disco group.
Wow.
They got some jams. And like Sister Sledge, I was jamming out to some of that last night.
That is old school.
I love disco, man. So,
does that seep into your own songwriting?
Yeah, I think "Come to My Party" is kind of a disco song. Come to my party. You bring your best friend. I like the guitar style and that stuff too. It's just, I like anything that makes you want to dance. So,
are you a good dancer?
I'm not a big dancer.
I was gonna say.
I look like somebody trying to dance. You know. You know, some people tell me I'm all right, but I never really... There's got to be a lot of people dancing around me before I get going because I don't want everybody staring at me, you know?
We mentioned this earlier, that you learned to play guitar in a pawn shop. Is that right?
Well, I bought the guitar there. I had a job at Action Pawn up here in Cedar Park, and the guy I worked with was, are you a Simpsons fan?
Yeah.
I swear to God that he was the comic book guy.
Handwritten script for Star Wars by George Lucas? Film reel labeled alternate ending, Luke's father is Chewbacca? Oh! I'll give you $5 for the box.
Sold.
And he was exactly that dude, like butt crack sticking out the bottom of the pants,
oh, no.
Red hair, ponytail, beard, total loser. And was a nerd about guns instead of comic books. He was a complete completely racist dude, and like, and I hated the dude, he hated me. So I would kind of just walk around in the store and screw around with the merchandise whenever it was really slow, and screwing around with guitars or the lawnmower or just whatever, you know, whatever I could, you know, the video games. So I was like, man, and you get the discounts, so I was always buying these bad movies and stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy one of these guitars, and I did that, and I took it home, played it every day, and this dude Brian, that he's kind of like the guy that taught me most of the stuff that I know. He was like, play the blues, man, you know, like, and then we started playing gigs, and for some reason, those dudes down there at those rock bars on Red River, you know, if it weren't for them, I would, you know, they gave me a chance to sharpen my teeth, I guess, or learn how to do what I wanted to do, and I just kept coming back and getting better, and I'm here today, so.
And here you are. Well, before we say goodbye, is there a track on this new album you are particularly fond of or proud of that you'd like us to play?
I like My Blood Ain't Running Right.
Yeah?
And just the lyrics and stuff, you know, reminds me of my dad, you know, kind of the song. It's loosely based on him, I guess. And I wrote it about, you know, losing everything you have and just doing drugs and sinking into that and being content with that, you know, and just not ever regaining yourself, you know, and finding excuses, being like, oh, everybody done me wrong, so I'm gonna keep messing my life up or whatever. So my dad had, you know, he had some issues, you know, growing up, you know, he didn't have the greatest cards dealt out to him in life, and it just kind of caught up to him as he got older. And you know, and I guess it's just about watching the downfall of a good person, you know?
And learning lessons about how to live your life differently, clearly.
Exactly.
Joe Lewis of Black Joe Lewis, his new album is called Electric Slave. He joined us from KUT in Austin. Joe, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. My blood ain't